Great Scott!
You a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Brady has his fifth.
Hi, today's podcast, I have Mikey from the Fantasy Sports Show. How you doing, Mike?
Great to be here. It's actually a long weekend for us up here in Toronto, so it's been a nice lazy Sunday afternoon for me.
Do you want to tell the listeners what your Fantasy Sports Show website is all about?
Yeah, well, it's not just a website. What we're doing is we're creating North America's fully encompassing fantasy sports event. And what we're doing is a trade show for consumers that we're inviting everyone from the fantasy sports industry. But also on top of that, we've got 9 feature areas, which are there to cater to the sports fan in every single variety. We've got a draft room for those going into the NFL season, because we'll be starting 2 weeks before the NFL kickoff. So it'll be right around draft time for dynasty leagues, keeper leagues, a lot of season long. We'll also be doing intro to DFS. The beautiful thing is we're covering every single sport. We have a knowledge pod with 3 different knowledge pod areas. And inside those pods, we'll be covering everything from soccer, Premier League, to fantasy baseball, wrapping up the season, fantasy basketball, looking towards the future. And then one of those knowledge pods will be strictly dedicated to fantasy football, because it is right before the season. We've got an ultimate sports den area where everything that you need and all the things like a great lazy boy, the best 4K TV, amazing speakers, anything you need for your sports watching experience will be found in there. We're hoping to get some VR headsets in there, anything that's new and amazing. We have a collectibles corner where we've got a bunch of former and current Toronto Maple Leafs coming in and signing autographs for fans, where you can buy super cool things for your, you know, just to add to that ultimate sports den. Well, we also have an interactive sports area. Before we came on, we were talking about this. What's super important about shows these days is that you don't just provide the information that people can get online. You have to provide an experience for people and a reason for them to show up and come out. And that's why we're doing things like the Armchair Athlete Combine, where we're going to have people basically test their athletic abilities against incredible athletes from the NFL coming into the camp this year. We'll post some of the scores. We'll do the best scores by age group, by sex. Have a lot of fun with it. Challenge your friends. You know, I've got a couple bets going with my friends on who's going to have the best time. I'd imagine I won't come in first. I'm not in great shape, but it should be a great time. We have a tailgate experience for like all your food needs. We've actually got a home gating stage where we'll have chefs come in and teach you about cooking. And we've also got a couple drink demos where we're going to teach you like maybe how to make the best sangria or the best mixed drinks for all your friends during that Sunday fest. And speaking of which, we've got the pub, which is our 19 plus section, where you'll be able to sample all different kinds of liquors, have a little good time. The floor will have a couple different bars on it, and we've got many more. I encourage everyone to go to the fantasysportsshow.com to check out tickets and more info, see all our amazing guests like current UFC champ Michael Bisping, who actually just started his own fantasy game called Playline. So he'll be there promoting all weekend and having a good time. He's also our opening keynote speaker. We've got some live shows from, I don't know if you've ever listened to the Fantasy Footballers.
I have, yes.
So the Fantasy Footballers are coming in, and they're actually going to be doing their podcast live. You know how they do a video segment of it?
Correct.
So on our halftime stage, they're going to be doing a live segment of their show on our halftime stage, interacting with the audience. Should be a good time. Like, I'm a huge fan of theirs. I'm a huge fan of podcasts as well. We were talking about this off air. You were saying you got into this because you listened to a ton of podcasts and you had the IT experience. I started this show because I saw how many fantasy podcasts were out there. I'm hugely into the actual experience myself, and I can see a strong business growing from it. And from years, I'm 11 years in the actual consumer show industry. So I'm excited to bring my experience and knowledge to a new industry and really showcase all the differences that there are inside fantasy sports.
How did you come up with this idea?
I've had the idea for a couple years now. Like I said, I've been in the consumer show industry for 11 years now. And so for me, it was just finding the right time. And I've always thought this would work. I've just got to make sure I have enough sections. Like I said, I've got 9 feature areas. It's about creating the experience. So it was about creating that experience while still doing my other job and then explaining to my wife that I was going to take a huge risk and start out on my own, sell out of my other business and go into, you know, that was very stable and good, but it wasn't as satisfying as it used to be and try to do something completely new.
Do you see this eventually growing where you can host it in different areas in Canada or in the U.S.?
Oh, 100%. So our goal this year is just to get it off the ground and prove the concept. Our goal next year is to be in 4 different cities as well as Toronto, and those are both in Canada and the U.S. The goal of this show is to be across the U.S. in most of the major sports markets. Fantasy sports is a rapidly growing industry. There's a lot of people who are interested in the demographics at play, a lot of corporate sponsorships. We can have a lot of fun with it. And it's, like I said, it's about creating an awesome experience for the people who come through the door, as well as our vendors and our sponsors. So by doing that, we ensure that we can grow this business and it helps support the industry as a whole.
I can see people fantasy people like me and you that we love sports and everything come in there and just getting lost, don't want to go back home after that.
Well, that's it. You know what? And there's you know, all different levels of fantasy sports players, from your novice to your experts. And, you know, some of the people who consider themselves experts might not want to come in for any of the fantasy knowledge, but, you know, they'll see some of the people they're fans of inside the industry. We're going to have great podcasters in there. Some great talent, like I said. And if you're new to the industry or maybe just thinking about joining up into fantasy sports, you know, it's a great place to get that baseline knowledge as well. And you'll get the chance to interact and talk with some of these people, like I said, the fantasy footballers, you know, who I'm personally a huge fan of. And like, there's a lot of people who are fans in and around the Golden Horseshoe in Toronto, in some of the U.S. cities that are close to us, that we'll get a chance to meet them in person for the first time ever. You know, there's never been an opportunity like this. And you made the comment that this is going to be the Comic-Con for fantasy sports.
Correct.
It's going to be that and so much more. You know, we want to do that. And I like the Comic-Con aspect. I just find that there's not enough interactive material going on there. I want to see, touch, and do stuff. Like, it's all about the experience. And that's what I find a lot of events are lacking. I mean, I've been to a ton of events. I go to a ton of events a lot. And I'm gonna be my harshest judge, so it's going to be tough to fill our expectations. But we're working around the clock to make sure we do. In fact, I'm working today my wife went out with my in-laws today so I could work on the show. And like I said, it's a long weekend, but I'm not taking Monday off. Me and my team will be starting off while everyone else is taking it off in Toronto.
Did I read correctly that there's a draft room? So if somebody wanted to host their own football draft or any fantasy sports draft, you had an area at the show?
There's not just one. There's 4 draft rooms that we'll have available up for schedule throughout the weekend. The average draft takes about 2.5 hours, so schedules will be limited. That's why we created 4. There'll be a 50-inch TV screen for your draft board and a volunteer making sure everything stays coordinated, the clocks get respected. If it's an auction, making sure they're recording the numbers, letting people know what budget they have left. You know, we're trying to really create a great experience. In fact, we know a lot of people who are in women's leagues, and we wanted to help encourage that. So on Friday night, what we're doing is half-price women night. So any woman who comes down to the show is a $6 ticket instead of the regular $12, so that we can encourage them all to come out and draft their leagues on Friday night.
Is this an all-day thing on the weekend, or is it just certain hours?
And we're open Friday 11 a.m. till 10 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 11 a.m. to 6. And tickets are online now. And actually, what we've tried to do is keep the tickets really, really inexpensive to make it a family-friendly event and a great date night after it turns about at 6, 7 o'clock.
Is this going to be something like, I've seen shows similar to yours where people do like live streaming. Are you going to be doing anything like that?
No, we won't be doing live streaming. What I want to do is, listen, if you want to participate in the event, you got to come on down and join us.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think, what else did I come up here for you? It's just kid friendly too, I'm guessing.
It is. Like I said, we have a lot of kid friendly experiences going on in the show, and I encourage a lot to challenge their parents inside the armchair athlete combine and see who's got the better skills inside the athletic domain.
All right. Now, what kind of like research do you have for people like, say, somebody like me that I want to get ready for football draft?
I've got some incredible speakers. We've got, like I've mentioned a couple times, we've got different podcasters coming in. So, for example, we've got Her Fantasy Football coming in, the whole squad. Brandon Marion Lee, you can find her. She's a writer for Pro Football Focus, a host on Sirius XM Radio, and her sisters host the podcast Her Fantasy Football. Then we have, Ashley and Courtney are also fantastic. They'll be speaking on a couple different subjects as well. We've got the fantasy footballers that I brought up earlier that will be doing the keynotes as well as a couple of the knowledge pod sessions. I've got the fantasy counselor coming in to teach people how to do, you know, an intro into doing DFS drafts. We've got, you know, just a real great lineup. I think we're 90% booked on our knowledge pod sessions. And it's not just football. Like if you're into UFC or you're into Premier League, like we have it all at the show. You know, one of the greatest things that we did earlier on was we partnered with Fantasy Sports Network as our media sponsor, and they've been able to provide us with some top-notch talent as well.
Are you a fan of DraftKings or FanDuel?
I'm a fan of both. I actually play on all formats. I also play on Fantasy Draft. I play draft.com. I play on all different formats. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Each one provides its own sort of different intricacies. I was a huge fan of a site that no longer exists called Fantasy Feud, which was a little different of a format. You had two QBs, more in depth, a little harder to fill out a roster.
What is your favorite sport to play on those sites?
Football. I used to, you know what? It's harder for me to make the time commitment. I used to for the dailies. When I say dailies, I mean like basketball and baseball both require you to spend a lot of time on each day to ensure your players and things like that. Where football, you have that once a week game. So you can wrap your hand around a lot of the info and a lot of the research leading into the week to help make that decision, as opposed to, you know, game in, game out, week in, week out, hot streaks, cold streaks. It's a little more of a less intensive game to play.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And it also makes football more exciting for other teams, you know, like you're not a fan of, but you have a player playing.
Oh, that's why fantasy sports is such of interest to the professional sports leagues.
Correct.
It forces us all to watch games we wouldn't necessarily do it, and it spreads the love of the game.
Yeah.
I think football's like one of football's biggest expansions has been because of fantasy sports and because of fantasy football. It brings a lot of novices of the game into the game, teaches them about it, helps them enjoy it before they were necessarily fans, and then all of a sudden they're fans of the game.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, if there's a vendor out there listening, they want to try to get into your show, what do they need to do?
Come, you know what, for information about booth costs, everything like that, go to thefantasysportsshow.com or feel free to write me directly at Mikey at fantasysportshows.com.
Okay, and also you're on Twitter?
Yeah, you can find us at Twitter, The Fantasy SS. You can find us on Instagram at The Fantasy Sports Show. You can find us on Facebook, all the social medias. You know, we'll be having a good time. We'll be actually doing some awesome giveaways. We've got an official Aaron Rodgers jersey that we'll be giving away next week, as well as Roto Experts $40 U.S. pass to the baseball season. So if you're looking to get to that next level, we'll be giving you some passes there, plus some shaving kits and some signed autographs from some awesome sports players. So we got some really cool stuff coming up in the next couple weeks.
All right. So, so you said people could find you on the website, on Twitter, Instagram. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we got a Facebook page too, The Fantasy Sports Show. The Fantasy Sports Show. Find us on there. And like I said, we even have a Snapchat account, but we won't be using that until closer to the show.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
And, no problem.
I'm looking forward to see how this works out. Like I said before, I said it's the sports, it's the Comic-Con of sports.
That's it. And this is the first of what we hope to be many and a growing show, and hope to continue to grow with the industry. Yeah. And good luck with your podcast.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming on.
No problem. Have yourself a good one. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Have a question for the Man Cave Chronicles? Tweet them now at the MCC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the Man Cave Chronicles. Follow them on Twitter at the MCC Podcast. We'll catch you next time.